With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Donald Trump Jr. joined Republican U.S. House candidate Greg Gianforte on the campaign trail today in a four-city tour, 2 weeks before Montana selects its next congressman. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
After a morning rally in Helena, Trump Jr. and Gianforte flew south to Butte, where about 170 people cheered them on, as the Republicans promised jobs, affection for the Second Amendment, and to defend the Montana way of life. Trump Jr. told his father's supporters that Gianforte is a lot like President Trump, someone who knows business.
We need someone who can do this en masse. When you talk about the regulations that my father has rolled back to allow big business, and more importantly, to allow small business to succeed and not be penalized by ridiculous regulations.
This was Trump Jr.'s second visit to Montana to campaign for Gianforte. Vice President Mike Pence will stump for Gianforte in Billings Friday. Senator John Tester will join Democrat Rob Quist's campaign for a rally on Saturday in Kalispell and events the following weekend in Helena and Great Falls. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to campaign for the Democrat later this month. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Governor Steve Bullock has vetoed 10 more bills, including one that would have allowed residential subdivision developers to resume drilling multiple small water wells from the same water source without a permit. That bill would have reversed a Montana Supreme Court ruling in a lawsuit over concerns that too many unregulated wells were being drilled in growing areas where water resources are limited, particularly in Gallatin and Ravalli counties. The U.S. Department of Justice officials say that a new audit has uncovered problems with how the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation managed $2.3 million in federal grants intended to address violence against women, substance abuse, and tribal justice. The Justice Department today released the results of the audit into the reservation's use of the money from four grants awarded between 2012 and 2015. The audit notes delays in implementing some programs and questions how $386,000 was spent, including travel costs and other expenses federal authorities say weren't justified. The report issues 15 recommendations, mostly focused on improving record keeping and accuracy in program progress reports. The report noted that Fort Belknap officials resolved many of the issues in the audit. However, tribal leaders disputed some of the findings. The University of Montana will be presenting its voluntary early retirement plan to eligible faculty tomorrow. UM President Sheila Stern says early retirement will be offered, quote, exclusively to a subset of full-time tenured faculty at the university's main campus and Missoula College. In a letter to faculty and staff, Stearns says some will be disappointed to hear that voluntary retirement won't be available to all employees. She says the program's scope is being limited by funding from state lawmakers and guidance from the Board of Regents and Commissioner of Higher Education on bringing UM's faculty to student ratio in line with other units in the state university system. In April, Stearns announced a $3 million budget cut for UM. Enrollment at the school has dropped by about 3,500 students since 2009. A U.S. Energy Department spokesman says a large sinkhole discovered on top of a tunnel filled with radioactive waste at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State may have gone unnoticed for days. The tunnel collapse was discovered Tuesday and filled back in with truckloads of dirt last night. The spokesman said today that workers patrol the area where the cave-in happened every 3 or 4 days. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Elementary school students in Whitefish may get a new school building if voters in the district approve to fund a bond initiative next October. Nikki Willett reports.
The Whitefish School District Board of Trustees unanimously approved the bond initiative of $26.5 million earlier this week. If passed by voters on October 3rd, the bond will address the current school's ailing heating system and aging roof by funding the construction of a new elementary school just south of the high school.
Our elementary students certainly deserve not only a safe place to learn, but also a high-quality place to learn.
Heather Davis-Schmidt is the superintendent of Whitefish Schools. A task force of school and community members spent the past 18 months assessing problems and solutions for Muldown Elementary School, which was built in 1966 and hasn't seen major renovations in the past 25 years. The school is the largest elementary school in the state, with 670 students in grades K through 4. The board estimates homeowners will see a property tax increase of about $55 for every $100,000 in taxable value. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Rachel Kramer. Vice President Mike Pence and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke are scheduled to visit a coal mine on the Crow Reservation tomorrow. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, spokesmen for the coal industry and an environmental group aren't sure there's much the Trump administration can do to prop up the ailing coal industry.
Bud Clinch, the executive director of the Montana Coal Council, is pleased the Absolica mine was selected to showcase the industry.
Share with them the unique relationship that exists there between a private coal mining company and the Crow tribe, because the majority of the miners there are Crow members.
Clinch said the Trump administration has taken steps to reverse rules and regulations put into place by the Obama administration. He said it's provided the industry some relief, but he acknowledged cheap natural gas to power electric generation is also a factor.
Are things perfect and rosy? Certainly not, but they're vastly improved over what they have been in the last few years.
Another added pressure is cheap, abundant renewable energy, like solar and wind, said Durf Johnson of the Montana Environmental Information Center.
You know, don't take it from me. Take it from Warren Buffett. Take it from utilities. Take it from energy experts. That is the long-term prediction for the coal industry.
Johnson doubted there's much the Trump administration can realistically do to revive the coal industry, despite what officials have been saying.
The way that they've been conveying this potential rebound for the coal industry is really dishonest. It doesn't comport with reality. It doesn't comport with the way that the economics of energy are moving forward into the future. And I think it's giving a lot of people a sense of false hope.
After the mine tour, Vice President Mike Pence and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke are scheduled to meet with industry and Crow tribal representatives for a business roundtable. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.